Hello everyone, this is John Martin. I'm an international visionary intuitive healer. Today I am in India and we're going to listen to Believe and Act Anthem, Angel Shines and Ave Maria, three songs that I heard with angels and archangels flying around me. Then you will listen to chapter 5 of my book, Become Who You Are, Reach Your Limits. Enjoy, take care, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Become Who You Are, Chapter 5, Reach Your Limits. When you want to cross the desert, there are many ways to do it. Let's suppose you have to cross it in 40 days of walk. There are two men. The first man comes and prepares everything he needs. He packs his food, he packs his water, packs his clothes for the day, for the night. He thinks about his toothbrush, about his comb, about everything he needs, right? And he starts to pack it. And the second one just stay still, quiet, and just take food and water for only one day. And they start to walk in the desert. Of course, they have fears. Fears of being able to do it or not, to make it or not. They have different fears. And their limits are going to be different. For the one who just went with water and food for one day, well, after half day, he start to realize that either he gets back, either he keeps going. If he keeps going, well, after one day, he has nothing left. And he's going to die if he doesn't find any way. But the other one carried everything he needed. And he has everything he needs. But he won't be able to carry everything for all 40 days. So after already 2 or 3 hours, he already dropped some things on the floor, on the sand, just behind him. Things he won't maybe need, and probably things that he will also need. But he understands that he can't carry that much. What are our limits? Who defines our limits? How should we deal with our limits? Who commands our limits? Is it our mind? Is it our body? Is it the environment? Is it our soul? What drives us to go further? Further and further. To push our limits a bit further. One step after another. Find that inside core. That inner core. That pushes you. Toward. In order to find your resources inside of you, which will entice you to go further. What drives you in life? That's what you have to think about. What makes me wake up in the morning? What's the whole purpose? Is it just because I want to have a great day, or is it because I'm building something bigger? Why do we need so badly to reach our limits, to become? You can't become if you don't reach your limits. As soon as you reach your limits, then you understand that you set yourself the boundaries, you set yourself the limits. and you can create other limits. But if you think closer, you realize that limits and goals are exactly the same thing. The only difference is danger. Well, if you want to reach your goal, then you have to go through dangers. But if you reach your limits, you are in danger. But the limits that we think don't exist also. Limits are only given to us with the elements that we have at that precious time. But there are many elements that we don't know. Many things will happen on the way that will change the path, that will change the cards that you have in your hands. Yes, it may rain in the desert. This is a probability. It's not often, but it may happen. You will probably find animals and plants on your way to be able to feed you. You may find someone on the way to help you on your journey. And of course, you might find a way, like a spring or something, that you may find. You have to believe in it. People living in a desert, driving their life through desert all year long, they know how to guide themselves with the stars, with the wind, with the sun. They feel how, where are others? They use their telepathic gifts in order to communicate to each other. And I know it. Many civilizations were just killed, and not that long ago, by humans. Just because they were said that they were not civilized enough. Just because they were not having the same references, language, clothes, color of skin. Aborigine in Australia were just like murdered. They were shot. Native Indians, the same thing. Is this what we call progress? I don't think so. And now we just say, oh, we are sorry. We've been parking those people like around fences and telling them, well, if you pass that fence, we will shoot you. Come on. Let's open our eyes. What are our limits? What defines humanity? Is it only one human body? And inside of it there is a soul? Who defines who is human and who is not? How come one human has more value than another one just because they speak different or they just wear different clothes or they drive a nice car? It's time to act. To really act. Not as governments. not as companies, but as groups of individuals gathering around ideas, around projects. Those are our limits. And we have to push those limits further, because this is way not enough. What we are doing is way not enough. When are we going to open our eyes? When there will be no salmons anymore in our rivers? I'm in Canada right now, in Saskatoon. And people will tell me, like 100 years ago, in one river, they would just be able to count 100 million salmons just climbing the river. And now they barely only count 1 million salmon. Imagine this. 100 to 1 in only 100 years. What's going to happen in 100 more years? We're going to be happy when we're going to be able to see 10,000 salmons. Earth has limits too. But believe me, nature knows how to protect itself. I was talking to an Aborigine several months ago. I was translator for him. He came in France. Everyone was killed in his tribe. He was the only survivor of his knowledge. His grandfather was used to operate with his only fingers, appendix, to kids, just putting his finger in the body, just taking the appendix and just throwing that appendix away. With only blood on his hands and no scars on the body of the child. And we're saying that they're not civilized enough. Well, their knowledge goes way much further than ours. So far, our surgeons are not even able to do this. And our science is not even able to explain it. So, what limits are we talking about? Yes, we are talking about the limits of the mind, of the limits of the values. What are our values? What are they? Is it okay to kill people just in the name of a divine or whatever? Who said it was okay to go to war? Is it okay if millions of people have watched the same video clip or advertising on TV? Saying that other country are bad people and that we should just kill them. So it's okay to put thousands of people on a boat and just go there and just send rockets to them. I'm not sure of this. We really have to define what we want for us. I mean, for humanity. and governments won't be able to do it for us. We already see that the economic system doesn't work. And there will be changes also in economics. Soon, I tell you this because I've seen it in visions, companies will buy countries. There will be countries run by companies because companies will be the only one able to have an economic system being able to create money. I know this is weird. And you will see this soon. Already countries have just said that, well, they just can't make it. They just can't run it. Iceland was one of them with their bankruptcy. Other countries, Greece and others, they're just such in bad shape. And as one country is falling down, another one is falling down. When we are talking about limits, are we supposed to talk only about the limits of the human body? No. Everything has to be understood as a whole. W-H-O-L-E. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense. When I go from one country to another one, I feel the same thing. Each time, people are now ready. They want more. They understand that they live in a world of illusions, driven by advertising, telling them what to do, when to do it. Talking about reaching the limits, well, what's the limits of programming people to buy? What's the limit of pushing people to get married, then enticing them through movies to just go for divorce? Well, if they divorce, instead of having one house, they've got two houses. Instead of having one bedroom for their kid, they've got one bedroom for their kid in each of their house. They've got two cars. That makes more taxes. We can be talking about the limits of slavery too. Do you really think we have abolished slavery? I'm not sure of that. Take the history as it stands. Well, countries have created their power on slavery, not to name any. And now there are other countries that work for other countries just in order to make products, not to name any. We just translated the problem to one continent to another one. We can be talking about the limits also of the resources of Earth. talking about the mines of potash, talking about the mines of diamond, mines of gold. Talking about the limits of truth. What is truth? Well, I guess truth is a very relative concept. More and more truth become the common idea of what the most population think about it. Each of us define our own truth. And advertising create truth. Newspaper create truth. Hopefully, we've got Facebook, we've got YouTube, internet, which spreads the informations everywhere. We've been creating new limits. Just remember, not that long ago, like 200 years ago, you wanted to send a message to someone. Well, you had to send it to write a letter. They were using horses, boats, later on, in order to deliver those messages. Telegraph came, phone, cellulars, internet. What's the limit? There is no limit. Now when we wait for an email, and we wait for like 1 minute to get the email, as we are talking with another one on the phone, we just say, wow, it's so slow today. Yeah, 1 minute. We have to wait 1 minute. The limits of our own body are just pushed further and further every day. We just ask our mind, we just ask our body to do many, so many things at the same time. I remember when we were used to come back home and just listen to our voice messages at home. I also remember when we had no answering machine at home either. Now, when you don't pick up your phone after the first two ringing, well, everyone tells you, well, how come you didn't answer? We're supposed to be doing everything at once. Imagine what it could be in 20 years or in 30 years. I'm telling you, the limits of what we think being possible are just going to be so different in 20 or 30 years. Physically, we're able to travel with the plane. Our mind is going to travel, and it is. People now consider it's possible to travel with the soul, and many, many more people are doing it. But there will be new inventions coming soon. Being able to travel through time and space physically. And you will see this. For how many years internet was used already by governments before it was released and sold and selling the public. for everyone. Well, the question is, what tools are our governments working on and using now that will be just released in the next 20 years? That's the question. The limits of our beliefs are set by our minds and by what we see around us. But as you perceive that there are so many other things that we just don't perceive with our eyes, but that we feel, you just push forward further your limits, opening your eyes. In few years, your iPhones will be able to heal yourself, will be able to heal sicknesses just by downloading programs and just with the waves emitted by your iPhone, you will be able to be healed instantaneously. How do I know this? Well, I'm lucky because I can travel through time and space and do remote viewing and get those informations and bring them back. That's how I help companies when they are stuck in one problem and they don't find any answer to it. That's how also I help people who are just stuck in their life and they don't see any solutions. They don't know how they are going to get out of it. And they tell me, well, how is it possible? I tell them, well, just a question of belief. Do you believe it is possible to see future? And I tell them, well, I just show you what you're supposed to be doing. Because that's what you are supposed to be doing in the future. But if you want to change your future, then you're able to not take that path. We all have limits. But you have also your path. Your path on life, your mission on earth, whatever you want to call it. Let's say that there is one ball attached to that path and there is another ball attached to that ball by a rubber band. You can go as much left, as much right as you want with that other ball. Well, you will stretch that rubber band, but you will reach one limit, where the rubber band is stronger than the force you're initiating on that ball. And that ball would just jump on the other side and do back and forth around that line until it stabilizes. There are limits around your path. But you can also say, well, I don't want to stick to that ball, and to change and unprogram yourself from all this program and just create your own life, your own brand new life. Yes, we are talking about programming, coding and encoding, DNA, life purpose, mission on Earth. We are talking about economics, nature, environment, politics, geopolitics, inventions, science, knowledge, truth. Kid wisdom, imagination, and friendship, and much more. That awareness of people, you see it. Countries are getting free from their own government. The question is, who entice those people to stand up? Are they driven by their own forces? Or are they also manipulated by new tools using new technology as spreading information, fake informations on Facebook and whatever? We could be talking about conspiracy. I'm not going to talk about conspiracy here. There are many shows that talk about it. Just be aware of what looks like for you truth. That's the only thing that's important. How, by reaching our limits, we can become who we are. This is important. What creates that need inside of us to find enough energy to create something? To create a solution through ideas, through concepts, with the tools that we have. This is important. When you eat too much, you don't feel the need of going outside and fighting for food. But when you start to starve, then you feel that there is something to do. In some Eastern countries, to entice people to go to work and to work for those who didn't want to work at all, they will put them in a box, a big huge box with only one opening on the top, and they will give them like something that looks like a cup. And they will pour water in the box. And for that water to get out, there was only one way to do it, was to take the water with the cup and to pour it at the top. That man every day had to work several hours just pouring that water in order not to die. Is this concept supposed to help others? To teach us what's needed to work? Is it supposed to create us limits or values, value of the work? How far can the mind go in order to control others? Well, as soon as you start to understand that there is only one that can push the limits and to set the limits is yourself, for yourself, through yourself, then it makes sense to do the things that we're doing. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense to do anything. We are talking about consciousness and awareness in our acts, in each our act. The more we are aware of what we are doing, the more we're able to take in account who you are and who we are. It takes lots of energy for someone to understand that he has reached his limits. It takes a lot of courage at that point to be able to find the resources inside of that same man to go further and to stand up again. What counts at that particular point just to take a piece of paper and a pen and just say, okay, what do I have left? And when you realize that you reached the limits of what you physically have, you understand that the only things that you have left are your gifts, the things that you came on earth with. Then, that day, at that particular moment, you understand there is only one thing to do, is to put a value on your added value, on your work, on your gifts, and to be able to work with them. It works the same way for our economic system. It works the same way for our values. It works the same way for anything. At that particular time, if you put an added value on your gifts, then you create and you make that system work. This is the only way to make it happen, as individuals and also as a whole. put a value on your gifts and work with your gifts, with your inner gifts. That's the only thing that counts. And you'll be successful.